It's music from Congos, not the Congos, just Congos. We do have the Nick Eng in the studio live with us. Hi, Nick.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well.
I got to do the legal ID real quick. It legally. 100.1 KTHX FM Dayton Reno. I messed it up again. All right, now we're official. It's time for the local spotlight. This is local music on the air, 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. And Nick's going to go live with us. He's here because he's got a big CD release show coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me all about it.
Well, it's a new album that's coming out. And yeah, it's technically kind of a all-around album release show. But those who come will get a free copy of the CD with the door cover and also a drink. And then on that same night, it's going to be dropping on all those wonderful platforms.
Those other streaming platforms that we want.
Any place where music is exploited.
No, that's great. We support the Spotify's and
yes,
the whatevers
yes.
you do. And it's Saturday, April 6th at the Potentialist Workshop. That $10 gets you in, gets you a copy, gets you a drink. And it's all ages as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is your debut album? Or is this the second studio album?
Sophomore.
Second studio album. Cool. So we're going to look forward to it. And can we have a little taste of what it's going to sound like?
You sure can.
All right. Here is Nick Eng live on 100.1 The X.
One, two, three, four.
You've got me in your pocket. Next to your keys, and you know just what to do and how to please. You've got me looking in your bedroom eyes, and everything that I see in them cuts me down to size. But it's so hard being here with you when so many other men want you to. I'm not ashamed to say I'm insecure, but you can put my mind at ease when you give my hand a little squeeze. I know it'll be all right for tonight. Up a sweat, and you've got me on a string like a marionette. Your voice is so inviting, and your words are sweet, but your conversation leaves me feeling incomplete. But it's so hard being here with you. I hope I can find a way to please you too. I've never done this kind of thing before. But you can put my woes to rest when I feel your head against my chest. I know it'll be alright for tonight. But it's so hard being here with you when so many other men want you to. I'm not ashamed to say I'm insecure. Oh, no, no. But you can put my mind at ease when you give my hand a little squeeze. I know it'll be all right for tonight.
The X live in the X studio. That is new music from Nick Eng. What is the title of that track?
That is called For Tonight.
And it is on the new album Long Shot, correct?
It is. Opening track.
Opening track from Long Shot. And Nick's having a CD release party Saturday, April 6th at the Potentialist Workshop. That's on 2nd Street. It's all ages. $10 gets you in the door, gets you a drink, gets you a copy of the CD. And are you going to play the full album?
We're going to play about half. You got to give people, you know, something to go home and listen to.
Leave them wanting more. So, Xville, we're going to send you back into music. And Nick's going to stay with me, do a little podcast, which you can hear the full interview on the website tomorrow afternoon, myradiox.com. Thank you, Nick. Hang tight. And here's Bob Marley. Stay tuned for New Black Keys. You're on 100.1 The X. Okay, don't go anywhere. Ooh. You're a little hot. Told you it's hot in here. Officially, I've messed up both of the podcasts off the bat. I'm going to keep this streak going.
Keep that going. It's all right.
It wasn't that bad.
It's a learning.
So we've got another band that's going to be joining you for this party. They're called The Run Up. A lot of people know this band. How'd you get them to come back and hook up with this show?
Well, I actually work a lot with The Run Up. I work with, you know, the Scions and Jimmy Dunn. And we just kind of, I don't know, it's kind of stars just must have aligned properly when I was younger, because I went to their shows when I was just starting out in the scene, and we just kind of all have the same tastes and we all gig together, and it just seemed to work, and it was easy, you know.
That's cool. That's going to be a great show. That's nice of them to come out and support you. And speaking of working with local artists, I noticed that you have some pictures on your social media of you and Elspeth Summers. Is she a vocalist on this album with you, or was she just in a music video, or explain that connection?
Well, actually, Elspeth and James, they work with me on my music videos and my photography stuff. And they just produced Tweaking Reality Studios. They just produced a new music video for tonight.
Gotcha.
So they're going to be, Elspeth and James play a really big role in my creative life and personal life, which I'm really glad for, because they're great. And it's a great source of creative
collaboration.
It's a creative collaboration, and they're like, they're a rock. You know, I can always depend on them.
We're lucky to have such a supportive local scene. Well, congratulations
on this,
your second album. It's called Long Shot. Would you like to play another song from the album or something older? It's up to you.
I'll do another one from the album, and I'll do one of the classics to play it out. You know what I mean?
Artist choice. This is Nick Eng on 100.1 The X.
One, two, three, four. Whenever I was lonely, for me, that silly girl, she was my companion. Why'd she have to go abandon me, my Emily? Emily broke my heart, happy ever after. Why couldn't I see through your beauty and your funny laughter? Emily proved to me that sometimes things aren't always as they seem, my Emily. More than just a lover, she was someone like no other. And that's the truth. But now it's just a memory. I think that's something that we both agree, my Emily. Emily broke my heart, happy ever after. Why couldn't I see through your beauty and your funny laughter? Emily proved to me that sometimes things aren't always as they seem, my Emily. beauty and your funny laughter. Emily, you proved to me that sometimes things aren't always as they seem. My Emily. Sometimes things aren't always as they seem. My Emily.
One other point, one, the X, that's Nick Eng live in the X studio. What's the name of that one, Nick?
The name of that, if you couldn't tell, is is
Emily.
Emily.
Yeah. I knew
still
that
still kind
one.
Of learning these chords, too. There's like, you know, there's a little, it's a little, you know,
it
a little,
good.
Little bit there,
it
but thank you.
It sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the differences or the processes for the two different albums?
Sure, yeah. So the first album, it was very, the way we went about recording it, it was very, we went about it in a very live kind of approach, not live in the sense like live concert, but live, you know, live room, you
like
know,
one so, take, play like, the song. Yeah.
Yeah. Not, like, mm-hmm. like they did, you know, like
they used to make records.
Like they used to do. Yeah. Like they used to do, you know, you'd hit the button and you record and all that. But, yeah, kind of like, you know, I would go in and do the drum track and then we would just kind of build it up as if a band, you know, came in and was doing
all
the
songs.
So
you're playing all the instruments mm-hmm. on the first album and mm-hmm. this one too?
And this one too.
I was going to ask you who the band is. It's you.
It's well, on the record, it's me, but I am going to give a shout out to my band, to my live band, because I can't do it without them. Like, and it's so good. So Chris Monson, Pudge Gervais, and Colin Lussier, I love you guys. And if you listen to this, I don't have to tell you anything about the show because you're going to be there.
Hopefully. So those are the people you will see Saturday, April 6th at your CD release
Correct.
Party,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
All right. We got to talk about the elephant in the room, which is actually a beetle. It's no secret that you've been influenced by the Beatles quite a bit. You're pretty
Hugely.
Open about it on your social media. Did you grow up listening? Was that your family's influence? Or where does your Beatles influence come from?
I think I've started telling people that it's just genetic at this point. I don't know. I mean, like, and I mean, that seems to be the case with everyone I talk to musically. Everyone just, a little light goes off when when everyone has, you know, their
that's
favorite.
That's the one you clicked with.
Yeah, that's the one I clicked with. And I mean, I grew up with it. I, you know, the Beatles were the first music, I guess, I remember clearly hearing. And I started on Love Me Do. So I started at the beginning and, you know, kind of, so it was,
it shows
it was a natural
in your tunes
progression.
Too, but in a very beautiful way. Do you ever worry about being compared or being called a Beatles ripoff? Or are you perfectly happy with your sound compared to their sound?
No, I mean, I've been called a Beatles ripoff before. And it's
not
and it's,
an insult.
And it's going to continue. Like, I'm not, that's some of that self-inflicted, but, you know, it's, but no, I mean, it's, you know, I have my own way of going about songwriting and I have my own way of performing. I have my own personality. You know, I mean, obviously they're a huge cornerstone, but I listen to a lot of music and
there's only so many sounds in the world. Everybody's going to sound similar and we all steal from each other. Who else are some of the bands that you're listening to currently?
Do you want like modern bands or do you want just any
What's
of them?
What's on your little playlist?
I like Cake a lot. I like Raylan Baxter a lot. Thank you, Greg Gilmore, for introducing me to Raylan Baxter.
Thank the ex for introducing Greg to Raylan. I don't know, maybe. He might,
there
might
it is, yeah. He's going to like hit me up like in the comments and be like, oh, that was me. That was me. So thank you, Greg, for that. I like Dr. Dog a lot.
Fun.
Billy Joel's a huge influence on my songwriting and performing.
That's a pretty well-rounded playlist right
I
there.
Guess
well,
so.
Congratulations once again.
Thank
this
you.
Is album number 2 from Nick. And again, Saturday, April 6th, the Potentialist Workshop. That's 836 East 2nd Street. $10, all ages. You get a drink and a CD. Anything else people need to know about the show?
Tickets are available online right now. You can go to my Facebook page. I think what's the event?
Eventbrite.
Eventbrite. That's it. Yeah. Eventbrite is the website. But it's also on my Facebook, and you can go and click that link and buy pre-sale tickets if you want to. But there will be you'll be let in at the door too, as long as you have those ten buckaroos. That'll get you in with a free copy of the new album and a drink, and you'll hear me and the band and then the run-up too.
We are getting a deal. Would you like to play us out with one more tune?
I will play you out with one more tune, gladly.
All right, this is Nick Eng live on 100.1 The X.
You know this one.
I can't begin to know what you're going through. And I don't understand why he do this to you. But he wasn't right. Why try to fight? It wasn't meant to be. But say you look around, girl, the one for you is me. It's hard to find out and hard to accept when the one you love doesn't love you back. But there'll be more good times, there'll be other guys, now that he's set you free. Take a look around, girl, the one for you is me. I don't know if you'd go for somebody like me, but I'll treat you kind, and in time, I think you'll agree. You'll be with who you wanna be. It's done, please dry your tears. I'll be there for you to drive away your fears. Just look in my eyes and you'll realize it's not so hard to see that I'm the one who loves you, the one for you is me. The one for you.
The X, the one for you is me. I like that one.
Nick, thank you. I like it too.
Thank you so much for coming into the X studio and playing live
for
us. Congratulations on your album. We'll see you April 6th at the Potentialist Workshop for your CD release party. Mm-hmm. And thank you, X listeners, for tuning in to the Local Spotlight podcast. Catch our artists on the air 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. weeknights on 100.1 The X.